Okay, let's go to item number two. We're having a public hearing for Motorola Isuzu radio system. So I will open the public hearing. It's supposed to be open at 9:30. I apologize for going over. Now approximately 9:40. So, are there any statements to be made by the public or the board specifically having to do with the Motorola Isuzu program? Maybe we should have a general statement read. Does Jason or anyone want to have a general statement?
Yeah, I can.
Why don't you just give us a general background and go ahead?
So historically, Carroll County has had a VHF radio system somewhere in about the late 90s and early 2000s. A number of repeaters were put up throughout the county, first for fire departments and then for law enforcement. These repeaters were designed kind of in an ad hoc. We have trouble in this area, that area. Let's put up some repeaters down here and down there kind of thing. And those repeaters were used in a kind of a simple repeater setup where each radio was set up with various channels where they could switch their radios to those channels and access those VHF repeaters throughout the county. Fast forward into about the 2012 timeframe, the FCC mandated narrow banding, which reduced the effective range of those repeaters and of public safety radios throughout the county. Things that were previously covered by radio signal now no longer were, opening up large gaps within radio coverage for public safety responders throughout the county. Fast forward a little bit further into approximately 4 or 5 years ago, we started to look at what we could do in order to correct this issue. Various things were investigated during that time, but we also learned about the ISIX radio system project that was under design and development by the state of Iowa. And eventually contracts were signed with Motorola to build out a statewide mobile radio coverage, meaning vehicle radios, throughout the state. Knowing that this was likely to change the landscape of communications in the state, since we'd always been on a common radio technology with the state, we began to investigate the ISIX radio system in parallel to the other options that were out there, like going digital and VHF and that sort of thing. And eventually, approximately a year and a half ago, the 911 board sought a proposal from Motorola to see what would it look like if Carroll County were to build out enhancements on the ISIX radio system in order to use that system operationally and have portable coverage throughout most of the county, and building portable coverage where needed. That original proposal came in at a dollar figure that was not something the 911 board would be able to finance. We're not within their operating budget to be able to cover. And so in July of last year, Motorola and I presented the proposal to the Board of Supervisors. We also started testing the ISIX radio system and comparing it based on the coverage maps to see if the things that we were being told it would provide were in fact what we could expect. And those tests went well. Portable coverage within the city of Carroll, which there's a state tower located just outside of town at the DOT garage, was excellent. And as a result, we started to move down the path of recommending that we move forward with the proposal. Various conversations were had and lots of back and forth was had with Motorola. Eventually, the county and the 911 board hired Ray Freeman Communications Consulting to evaluate the Motorola proposal. His evaluation started in May of this year and ended at the beginning of August, where he gave a report to the Board of Supervisors stating that the ISIX proposal presented by Motorola had been vetted. There was lots of changes. There was a number of changes that was made to the proposal in that three-month timeframe throughout the summer in order to make it better. Such things as a tower that had originally been planned as a brand-new construction was now a lease site because somebody else had built the tower only a couple of miles away from where we had planned to build the tower. His recommendation at the end of that review was that the Motorola proposal and the ISIC radio system was the recommended solution for Carroll County. And he listed the other options and why those were not the preferred solution. And so here we are with a proposal that's been provided by Motorola and the public hearing on it. One last thing for the board. The responders throughout the county have been kept well informed throughout this process. The 911 board is made up of mostly fire chiefs or other fire department members and members of law enforcement from their respective communities. So they've been a big part of this. We've also done outreach to all the fire departments throughout the county through regionalized meetings where we presented to them. One of the things that came out of one of those meetings was a desire for responders to have the opportunity to sign a letter of support for the radio system, copies of which I have now, and I'd like to move it to the Board of Supervisors. So not all responders in the county necessarily signed the letter, but over 120 of them did. There's always been an open door policy on the radio system, and we've always invited any responders that have any questions about the system to make inquiry and get those answered, and they have done that. So.
All right. Other comments from the board or the general public that you want to have heard during the public session?
I'm CJ Niles from Carroll. I'm not representing any group or any organization. And I'm here to comment on the project because I think spending $4 million without a public vote is not the right thing to do. And that's, I'm not upset about the radio communications or that we don't need one or whatever, but I'm concerned about that expenditure. I think you have to be concerned about the public trust and the confidence, you know, in what happens here. And it may be illegal, but it doesn't mean that it's fair to voters or it's the right thing to do. And I read in the Coon Rapids Enterprise, and Rich, I agree with you on this when you acknowledged, I don't agree with this part, you acknowledged you didn't have a problem voting for the project, but it would be, and this is what I agree with, kind of shoving it down the taxpayers' throats. So I think on top of the overage on the jail, I just think it's not, I think the timing isn't right or the process isn't right, and that's, you know, I think, so thank you for your time.
Thank you. Other comments? In explaining it to the public, I've had a number of questions, and first of all, I think that the representation made by Jason from the county and Brian has been very accurate. My one-line explanation is that it's a very good system, it's a very expensive system. And I expected, you know, overwhelming support from the first responders. One question I was asked that I wasn't able to accurately answer is how are we going to pay for this? And what is the true cost? Because in addition, and Brian, I want to personally thank you on behalf of the board, whatever. We had September 23rd, a previous deadline, in order to get a $500,000 discount, and you got that extended to the end of the month. So I want to thank you for working there, whether you passed or not. That is appreciated. But the true cost is high, and looking right now at a 10-year lease of $187,000 per year, which would be a little over $5 million over the lifespan of the proposal. Be quite honest about it. The term, the lease would be for $437,000, but the cost of the tower would be an additional $49,000 per year. So it comes up to $487,000. And this is an estimated cost of the towers. It might be more, it might be less. The $437,000 on option three is a hard number. The $49,000 per year is an estimate based upon Ray Freeman. It's not a figure I came up with, but it is an estimate. So I guess my bottom line is that it's an excellent system. The cost is very great. I divide it by the number of households in Carroll County, and it's $56 per household per year. So it's optional, it's not a mandate. If we spend, you know, this amount this year and future years, would it be the best place to spend the money? Question I would ask was the expenditure on future expenditures on safety or other important expenditures, not anything to do with safety. So it's a decision we need to make. It's of great importance. As CJ said, we're legally doing what's right. We asked for an extension to have a public hearing. So what we're doing is legal, and we haven't given the public a vote on the system. We couldn't give a vote on the system and still comply with the hearing period or whatever. Those are a few comments I have. But basically, the bottom line, as I explained to the public, it's a great system. It was not misrepresented in any way by any county or Motorola employee, but it's very expensive.
Well, my comment is that we all know that we've had issues in this county with our radio system. We've had issues with Page, and when I was back on the fire department, first responders, we have issues communicating back and forth amongst different departments when we're doing a mutual aid thing. The last thing we need to do is have someone be in a burning building or something with a handheld and can't communicate outside. Or if someone has a heart attack and you can't page, they have the first responders get there, and if that is not going through. So I think it's an issue of safety not only for the responders, but it's an issue of safety for even the constituents of this county, so that they get the service that they deserve and appreciate. And it's expensive, but we've got a mess right now. And I think I would get folks who would agree with me.
Other comments?
Well, CJ, thanks for reminding me of that. And I still believe that. I feel like we are kind of making a taxpayer's take on some burden that they really don't get a vote in. But I also will tell you that it is my belief that any referendum in any community in this county will be highly contested, and most likely years before it gets passed. This cannot wait any longer. It's been kicked down the road way too long. So I think we feel like we're cornered. We have no choice. And I think the lease is the least impact. The interest rates look as good as going to a bond referendum. In fact, our financial person told us to take it. He didn't even want to mess with it, because he can't compete with it. So I think this is a good deal. Like I said, I have deep concerns. It's not the taxpayers sitting in this room, it's the taxpayers down the street that $50 is a big deal to them. I understand that. But I also understand that I've watched communities, and being on the fire department for almost 10 years, I've watched the went with mutual aid, and you can't even hardly talk to each other if you get more than 2 or 3 miles away. Our county sheriff can't even use the radio from the bowling alley here in town. Those are the things that we cannot continue to do. It's just a matter of time until it blows up in our face, and I don't think anybody's death or injury is worth the money. That's why I'm going to go ahead and move forward today. I think that's the proper thing to do.
No, and if I could just ask, how long has the system been awful? Or, I mean, it didn't just happen then, obviously, but it hasn't been discussed over a long period of time, you know, for the taxpayers.
It's been, well, Jim could probably address that. I mean, it's been for years.
But hasn't been a...
They do modifications, and it just doesn't work.
But it hasn't been an item of discussion in the budget or doing it. I mean, I haven't, this is the first I've really heard of it.
It's a hodgepodge of electronics out there. The state of Iowa decided they're going to come through, they're going to try to level it all out. Well, they didn't quite get that accomplished, because we still have 2 or 3 vendors still participating, which have 2 or 3 different ideas. It is enormously better than what it was. And our county will be good, and I, 2 of the connecting counties, I believe, Brian, are on this, and that'll be very good. We can communicate with them without, with ease. Some of the other counties in or next to us, we could have some issues. You may have to flip radios. And in Ken's defense, if there's high-speed chases that they help with the highway patrol, or Brad has to step in and help, we don't want to do that. We don't want drivers trying to do this while they're trying to maneuver through traffic.
And clearly, my objection is not to the system.
Yep.
Or is not updating it, is not doing that. It's the expense on top of the other expense, and not voter input. So that's...
And I appreciate that, because that is a valid
thought. We appreciate that. I mean, the, as you know, the county has put out these kind of expenditures forever. Time has caught up with us, and we're getting caught both at the same time.
I think it's been, what, 52 years since the last referendum?
Counties are too big. I mean, they're too big to fight, isn't it?
It's unfortunate.
If I could give a little additional background. Traditionally, just for everybody, just, The radio system has traditionally been maintained and paid for with $911, which mm-hmm. is your $1 surcharge that's on your pay bill. And so the 911 board governs those dollars. So normally, throughout the normal course of operations, it has not been a topic for the supervisors to discuss, because 911 funds have been able to cover the expense. As we are trying to move from one technology to another here, this is where the huge expense comes in. So once a system would be voted on and passed, the 911 board would now then begin to pick up the expense of the maintenance contract on the system as that becomes due, and work to maintain the system. So one of the reasons why it came to the board's attention in July of last year wasn't because anybody was trying to not discuss it. It's just that it normally hasn't been in the board's purview. In this situation, we're talking about a countywide project that the 911 board could not afford to do on their own, and that is why it was brought to the supervisors for consideration. So it was things were trying to be done for a long time that weren't working, and this transition to a new technology is what is really needed at this point to bring us into the 21st century with public safety radio communications.
Please correct me if my memory doesn't serve me correctly, but I believe it's a little over $126,000 per year that the 911 board is going to pay for maintenance.
It goes up annually, so that could be the average. I guess I don't know exactly, but yeah,
average.
Around that expense is what the 911 board would begin to put into this.
That would be in addition to the expense that I've discussed.
Correct.
Okay. If this motion is so passed by this board, what will our element funding be? How will we fund it? That's a board decision. If it passes, I think it would be, I think if we're going to consider a motion, we need to consider how we're going to pay for it as well.
Well, as we previously discussed, the sale of the county farm has been brought up. I would much rather it be applied to the jail project as opposed to this project, because it's a 50-year building versus 10 or 15 years worth of electronics is old news. But that sale, when it comes in later, the bonds will be out. This lease could be out, so we're going to have to apply that in some other fashion if we so choose to go that way. Because these carts will be out of the gate. And I don't want to kick $500,000 to the curb because we want to delay it for that. Mental health has been kind of out there. It's been covered by lost money, which was a good plan until we ran into other issues that we need to be corrected. So that maybe the true cost of mental health may have to come to the forefront. It's kind of a hidden cost now, and a lot of people maybe don't understand it, don't read about it, don't worry about it, because it's been hidden. Like I said, it was not a bad thing. It was a good place to put lost money. It used to help drive down some for the taxpayer.
I wish to further explain Richard's comment on loss. Mental health has been levying their true amount. However, it has been offset with loss of block sales tax as relief or reduction of your taxes. So it's kind of been happening in a roundabout way. But just clarification, has very little to do with the decisions. Okay, so
I will go ahead and support this project. I think it's overdue. I think that I wish that we could have reduced some of the costs through the consultant, which did not happen. And I think we're going to probably have a better system because of it, but it's going to cost some money. I don't know that we can delay the approval of this project any longer, simply because of the $500,000 reduction in the cost that Motorola is going to extend to us. So I think the only option that we really have is to leave. And then down the road, I mean, we can make decisions on how we would pay this, which would be of a better benefit to the county. So I guess that's my opinion.
One question for you, quick, Brian. This lease starts 1 year from signing the contract.
So the lease starts today if you sign today, but yes, the first payment would be 1 year in arrears.
Let me ask you this question. If we would move that county farm between now and then, can we have that reevaluated before we make the first payment? Or can we have your company reevaluate, like, say we take $1 million off the top and then reevaluate for these payments?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean,
there would be no issue with that.
I mean, the only thing that you would do is possibly pay whatever interest is accruing from this date till that date, occurring before the first two payments.
Right.
But as long as the overall payment terms will stay the same.
It could be adjusted.
Okay. Well, I guess my thoughts is, I know it's, and I agree with you, we've got a year, but I tend to lean to a strong support of mixed dollars, but the strongest probably come from local auction myself.
Okay. With the Ray Freeman, I guess his quote, the Litter to Hell is an option. if a motion is made, I would want it to either include or exclude Litterdale. I think we need to make that clear as, if we have such a motion.
You know, get back to that consultant. I think one thing that came out of it was we've got lease powers now that were not in place that were before. So that helps us out there. I'm glad we didn't use him, because I think we found that out. We also, with through him, the Litterdale tower gives us a little better coverage, particularly in northeast corner of the county. And so the consultant has been a benefit to us. We've got better coverage. The price didn't change much. It came down a little bit, but not a lot. But it's been a benefit.
I think with the increased kayaking that I see people doing, that river basin's going to continue to grow as in activity. And the more activity, the more likely you're going to have to respond out there. Plus, I think it did help the Breida area out a little bit too, which was a big plus because of the lay of the land out there so flat. And that was not a... That was always a thought that the Breida is not handcuffed, but they have weak areas, not quite as weak as the other two corners of the counties, but they are at work kind of that way, and this is a work kind of helps solve some of those issues. So I just think it's, if we're going to make the move, I think it's time to make the move, the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we need to do the Litterdale tower also.
Okay. Other comments? We'll close the public hearing if there are no other comments. Okay, at 10:07 approximately, public hearing will be closed. Right. We had our public hearing, and now it's next on the agenda is consideration of the Motorola system and lease. I guess that includes the Litterdale option. So the lease we're considering is a 10-year lease with Motorola. It's at the expense or cost of $437,583 per year. If I got that right.
That's something that I have.
$435,585. And in addition to that would be a cost per year tower.
That would be towers. Because I've got a different number right here.
Three documents, right? Four.
I think it is a little bit higher on the last information about the Motorola.
This is 924.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's September 9th.
Well, that's 583.88.
Yeah, it's going to be Schedule B on the...
On the previous information we
on
got,
the
previous list was $437,565. Here is $437,583.88. It's up a little bit. Is that what you have, Dean?
Yeah, that's the one I was referring to.
And the higher the two amounts is what we're talking about today.
With the total interest cost from the project after 10 years is $581,453.80 if it were to be completed this way. According to the schedule.
Okay. All right. Other questions?
I think we'll do the resolution on the back of that page. Would be how is that how usually they vote for it? Is the resolution you have attached to the lease on the back page? Or do they just make a simple motion?
It is. Usually it's a simple motion. Every county does a motion.
Okay. I'll let you guys make that decision.
Would you rather see it individually, Courtney?
I think for permanent record, it's nice to have a roll call.
Mm-hmm. The question has arisen whether we should do it by a general motion, have the consideration be by a general motion, have the consideration done as a part of a resolution. I'm not sure what is the most correct way of doing that.
Could the motion be made in the form of a resolution?
I would have the...
I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Is that kind of what you were thinking about, Brian?
That's, I believe that's typical again.
Yeah.
So on the last page of that municipal lease, they have a kind of a sample that you could use as far as that. I'll have to tweak that.
Certified lease resolution, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, if a motion was made, I would appreciate that it would be a motion to accept the 10-year lease program and approve the certified lease resolution. Have a motion. If that's accepted, the board, we'll cover all our bases that way. Okay. Any further discussion among board members? Okay. I'd entertain a motion if that's in order. It is order. If such motion would be made.
I'll make that motion that we enter into a lease with Motorola with the Liverdale option. What's the other option that you mentioned?
The 10-year lease.
The 10-year lease option.
The certified lease resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Will the secretary please read back the motion?
Motion was to accept the 10-year lease with Motorola and approve the certified lessee resolution.
Okay.
If we're in the lease, it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. That's the motion. The motion is quite clear. Any additional discussion?
Could you enter into the motion that we follow Schedule B on the, as far as the, that way it's clear.
Okay.
No, because I want to leave that sale of the farm open. And if I lock myself into this, then I'm saying, no, I can't change the terms of it at all anywhere. And I don't think that's correct. That's all I'm concerned about, Dean, is if we do choose to do that, I want to have the option to apply it someplace in one of these two debts.
All I'm saying is that we follow the schedule, not necessarily that we're locking ourselves into any other option that we cannot pay this off ahead of time.
Okay.
I'm just saying that we use this schedule.
I think the full amount should be in the motion.
I would agree with that.
3.7.
Full amount and annual lease dollars.
Yeah.
Okay. We've had some discussion on changing the motion before it's voted on. The discussion has been to have the total amount of the lease in the motion, which I think is a good idea.
I do too.
And
we'd like to amend that motion.
Would the an amendment to the motion would be appropriated this time or amend the motion?
Do you want it to say 4.275?
Yeah, or just
Schedule B
would include everything. It would include the lease payments, the total amount.
Okay.
It's all there.
It's all there.
If somebody goes back and looks at the minutes, it'd be nice to have a dollar amount there.
Sure.
Yep. Do you want it to state the 4.2?
Well, I don't think, no, I think it should state the 3 million.
The actual
price of the system. The 4 million is going to be with interest, and if you make extra payments or whatever down the road, that won't be accurate. I'd say you want the purchase price in there. I mean, you can be as specific as you want and say that the interest rate is this amount with an annual lease payment of this amount.
So also right here on top.
I think just total dollars.
Sometimes the more information you get, it makes it not as clear.
Many of you that.
We do know the project, the initial cost was 3.7.
So enter into a lease with Motorola Solutions number 24696, a 10-year lease program. It also included the certified EC resolution and to go upon Schedule B for the amount of $3,794,385. And the annual rate is 2.68%.
With the payment notes.
With the payment to start on 10/15/2020 of $437,583.88.
Question. Do we need to address the tower rental? This is addressing the lease with the Motorola.
That's a separate issue.
That's a separate issue. I think we'll be entering into leases with those companies at the time. We go to lease tower space.
Correct. I mean, that would be a separate issue, separate agreements. And you got to ask the team.
Okay. Separate space. Okay. Any other further discussion on the motion? Okay. Since there's a resolution involved, let's have a roll call vote.
Can I talk?
Yes.
Ruggles.
Yes.
Shetler.
Yes.
Houseman.
Yes.
Miners.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thanks to all the firemen and Jason and police departments everywhere for all the work you've done on this, and especially thanks to Motorola. They've been very, very helpful in this process.